From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. Three Miami-Dade County high school seniors are working together on what they call the Narcan Project. They want to put the heroin overdose reversal drug Narcan in every school. Last year, one of them wrote an email to State Senator Jason Pizzo, and the next day, he wrote back.
I said, I'll do you one better than just reading your email and your proposal. I think this is actually a really good idea for a bill.
WLRN's Jessica Bakeman introduces us to the local students who inspired the bill designed to prevent opioid deaths in school.
This story starts with an unusual childhood obsession.
So as a kid, I was always really, really obsessed with just diseases.
Asher Lieberman is a senior at Ransom Everglades, the Coconut Grove private school.
I can remember being on the mobile library in my neighborhood and like finding a top 10 like worst diseases book. And that was like when I first like, Mom, what's smallpox?
I was driving in the front seat, all of a sudden in the back seat, I would hear, Mom, tell me about gangrene.
Andrea Lieberman.
And I'd be like, gangrene.
Bedtime stories about diseases.
Data-driven, very detailed-oriented, the gorier, the better, bedtime stories to a 4 or 5 year old. I do remember like painting a pretty vivid picture of someone exposed to the elements for too long, and the first thing that will go are the circulation to your toes, because if you think about it, your toes are very far from your heart. So once your toes start to lose circulation, they begin to freeze. And once they freeze, I would use my bedtime story voice. Once they freeze, they can turn black and basically die and perhaps even fall off.
Asher's obsession has lasted into his teens, and it has transformed from bedtime story fodder to career inspiration.
We were looking for internships to do, and we came across like infectious disease internships and Dr. Tooks. And
Dr. Hansel Tooks, an infectious disease doctor at the University of Miami. He leads a pioneering needle exchange program where drug users can exchange used needles for clean ones, helping to stop the spread of HIV. Asher got an internship at the Needle Exchange. He was giving out clean needles and Narcan. That's a brand name for the drug naloxone, which reverses opioid overdoses.
I was like shocked how powerful this thing was. I'd never heard of it before. And then everything changed when one day a guy came in.
Asher says the guy was young and wearing a Ransom Everglades hat.
He went to my school and he told me he graduated a couple years before. And I really just hit me like the opioid epidemic can hit anyone at any time. So I went home and I did some research, and unlike 10 other states at the time, Florida did not have a Narcan in schools policy, and I thought that's ridiculous.
So Asher got two friends involved. One of them is a fellow senior at Ransom Everglades, Jolie Dreiling. Unfortunately, Jolie had the flu the day we met up for this interview.
So another thing also,
she called in via FaceTime anyway.
Really, like, schools have been a central gathering place for communities.
Asher and Jolie wanted to do something bigger than try to change the policy at just their own private school. That's where Jenna Groden comes in. Asher knew Jenna from elementary school. Now she's a senior at Miami Beach Senior High, a Miami-Dade County public school. First, the group presented to the Miami-Dade School Board's Health Committee, and then at this full board meeting last November.
Hi, I'm Asher Lieberman.
I'm Jolie Dreiling.
I'm Jenna Groden.
And we're here to talk
then
to you today.
Their next stop, the legislature.
Dear Senator Pizzo, my name is Jenna Groden.
This is the email Jenna wrote to State Senator Jason Pizzo, a Democrat from North Miami Beach.
We're stocking Narcan is something we would like to be statewide.
Pizzo replied the next day, saying he'd filed a bill.
I forwarded it to my mom immediately, and I was like, Mom, check your email. And then we were basically celebrating in our living room, like, whoa. It was insane.
The bill didn't pass last year, but it's back in Tallahassee this year and has made some progress in the Senate so far. The three teens went up to the Capitol to lobby for Senate Bill 120 earlier this month.
Folks, you can tell your kids that if they're civically engaged, they can change stuff.
This is so Senator Pizzo at a criminal justice committee meeting.
We have Ms. Jenna Groden, and we have Asher Lieberman.
The students say if they get naloxone in schools in Miami-Dade and across Florida, the next step would be to go national. I'm Jessica Bakeman in Miami.
Senate Bill 120 has passed two committees, but its companion bill in the House has not yet been heard. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.